Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And he's hooked as a fullback for Jamboree as well. Dean Watling's on the line. G'day, Dashing Dino.
Afternoon, fellas.
Oh, Dino, I had a bit of looked at a bit of footage. Short side king, dummy half, dummy go. Yeah. Run us through that play.
Yeah, I did tell you it was a couple of weeks ago. Short side. No, I knew the marker. He said he had short side. And he's a little bit lazy, so it was nice down the short side.
You know when you when you're warming up. When you're playing down there for Jamboree, do you do like a bit of a pick of the yard when you're looking around your teammates, and then look at the opposition and go, yeah, he's got a bit of sweat up, the big front rower, I'm running him all day. Is there any of that coming into your research?
Well, a little bit, and not too much. I try not to think, to be honest. The more I think, the worse I go. So I tend to sit in the sheds, I have my headphones on up until race time, to game day, and I watch the races right up until we run on. Just keeps me switched off.
What music you listening to? You listen to Darryl Braithwaite?
No, Sky Sports Radio normally. That's what calms me down.
Fair enough.
Good to have your company on SEN. Thank you, Dean. Now, tomorrow, big game coming up, and Michael Cronin Oval, Gerringong Lions taking on the Jamboree Superoos, 3 o'clock the main game. You going to be there, Dean?
Yeah, I'll be there. We're a bit under strength this week, but no, it's always a good game down there. The weather's sort of threatening at the moment. Hopefully, rain stays away, but it should be a good game. They're top of the table, to be honest.
Okay, to be honest, they're top of the table, and to be honest, where are you guys coming?
I think we're coming last, to be honest, yeah.
Oh, don't be honest, lie to us.
No, I know. We've had a tough start of the year, folks, come on.
Mate, they're best players at the races every week. How are you supposed to bloody win a competition when your best player's skylarking around? Okay, Dino. And firstly, give us the wrap-up of the Wagga Gold Cup.
Yeah, it was a good race. Political debate second. Faulkner Park, the favourite, or was once the favourite. Storm down the outside. And my bet, which I had each way, good odds, ran fourth, of course. Good addition. Guineas was good. Yesterday was good. It's probably a carnival I really want to get out to. It looks an absolute stack of fun. 2 days there at Wagga on the source and plenty of good horses out there too.
Oh, what about our man? Our man here, Emac the Irishman.
Yep.
He's picked the first four. He might have got all five. Who was his fifth pick? His fifth pick was Macram. Where'd that run?
Good question. I know the top four, but it would pay a little bit. The third horse paid about 550 a place, and Spirit Ridge played a fair bit too. So he might be laughing. I don't have the dividends in front of me of what it will pay. But first four, just a casual 1,700. So he shout.
Hey, yeah, Dino, well, who's your gang down there? Who'd you track? Are you with your mates or work buddies? What's going on?
This afternoon, Flex?
Yeah.
No, I'm still working. I'm in the office.
Oh, I thought you were down. I thought you were in Wagga. Oh, sorry.
No. I'd love to be in Wagga.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be all over. Carnival to get to.
I thought you'd be in Wagga on the Tinder profile in there, just swiping left and right. How is the love life going? Just out of interest, because I know last time I spoke to you, you were looking for love.
No, it's going all right, Fletch. I'm going to be behaved this week. You got me in a bit of trouble last
2 weeks ago. So did I?
It's going good.
Did I?
Sorry. Oh, nice, Dino. That's wonderful stuff. Okay, well, let's get the pen out. What do you got for this week?
Yep, a lot this week. A little bit around the grounds. Hawkesbury is the main edition in Sydney. And we've got the Hawkesbury Crown, Gold Cup, etc. Rain's threatening that meeting, but it's stayed away currently. Three bets I'm keen to have at Hawkesbury. Race 5, number 4, Parasail, around that $3.50 quote. Bomb fresh mare. She's trotted up a treat, and Cummings has been really bullish this week. Race 7, number 1, Schwartz, best horse in the race. J-Mac just needs to get a jump from the inside draw, and I think Schwartz will win the 3-year-old Guineas in Race 7. Probably the one that I fancy the most, Race 8, number 4, Nugget, around $5, comes through the Doncaster. That has to be the key lead-up for the Gold Cup. Kieran Maher is absolutely flying. I think Nugget is one of the better bets there. We move down to Morphettville. I know you like a little bit more price, but if you're going to have anything on one of these horses on the weekend, I think Morphettville Race 6, number 10, Spirit of Camelot is the best of them all. Round 2, 62.70. I think it'll start around $2. It looks a good thing down there. Jay Cargate, ooh, 4 and up that to 1,600 metres. We go to Queensland. Little Tommy Tubat play. Race 6, number 10, Madrina, around $12. And the 3 Embassies, around $4. I think the favourite improved 6 or 7 lengths last start. I doubt it will do that again. It's got to regress. So Tubat play to beat the favourite in Race 6 there at Eagle Farm, fellas.
Whenever you do the Tommy Tubat play, Dino, you're typically taking the favourite on, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's a good way to do it. That is what I know some people don't really like it, to be honest, but you can either take in a Cornella. I take the longer price one, but I like it. It's a really good profitable approach to get the favourite beat.
Brian, what do you think about this, right? So I told you, Dean, I was telling Brian about Tommy Turbo, talking about Tommy Two plays. Here's your Tommy Two play with Tommy Turbo. The last 25 wins that Manly have had with him in the team, and he's won most of the games he's played, in fact, he scored 39 tries. That is a stupid, stupid number. So I reckon the same game multi, Manly to win, Tommy Turbo to score is $2.10, all up your horse. What was it, something in Camelot? In Adelaide at 260.
Spirit of Camelot. Yes, race 6, number 10.
Yeah, that's the play, Brian.
Okay. Hey, just a side note. Do you want Tommy at fullback for the Blues?
Yes.
What about you, Dino? You being a fullback yourself, who would you pick?
Try-scoring fullback from last week, too.
Oh, you got a moody last week. Well done.
Yes.
Off the nudie. Yeah, I'd like either him or who else? Maybe Papenhuyzen. I like a ball-playing fullback.
Yeah, the Pap. Jeez, Reece Walsh. People are saying, like, he's not far off Billy yet. I know Billy's the gun.
Yep.
But at the same age, he's got more rugby league nous, more ball playing nous than Billy ever had.
Well, I'll tell you what he's done. So up until Origin, he was scoring boys at about 1 every 4 games was about his ratio. Almost out of the Origin series, the back end of the Origin, he's scoring nearly 1 a game. He scores nearly every week. He's just kicked another gear.
Because he can run, obviously, but he can ball play and he can kick.
That's right.
He's a triple threat. He's like me.
Yeah, that's right. What do you think about that, Dean?
That's good. Except he's got the looks.
He has got the looks.
First four.
Mm. Yeah, he has got the looks. I tell you what, he's got the 14-year-old girls from King Cobble just swooning.
Mate, they all swoon.
My girls never had any interest in rugby league.
Nah.
Now it's sleepovers watching Walsh.
That's right.
And not Mike Walsh either.
No, he's got the biggest following. Vossi was asking the other day, is he the biggest star in rugby league we've ever had? And I reckon, you know what, with
social media,
he probably is.
Yeah. I think if Sonny Bill was around when he was 18, 19 with social media, Sonny would have got him.
That's right.
And the King.
Yes. Yep.
E.T., my man. Hey, Dino, do you like fishing? You're a fisherman?
Oh, not really. I do. I follow it. Do it whenever. But not a keen fisherman. No.
Get yourself a pair of Crocs. Go into Anaconda. Get a Shimano rod. Ding, ding. Give me the things. You know when I plug
the
sponsors. Ding.
No.
Get out the Chalora, because Chalora, they've got a big tank where you can fish.
Really?
Yeah, live fish.
Is that right?
Yep. Shimano. It's all in the wrist.
Flicking. So it is an art.
It's an art. You got to know where to fish.
Yeah. What was the preferred bait out there?
Lures. Ian Muirs.
Oh, the Rennie Matures.
Yeah.
Really?
Adam Muirs.
Really?
Just plastic Adams everywhere.
Really?
Because the Trevally just love them.
Do they?
But you've got to pull them back. You've got to just sort of don't go too quick because fish are smart.
Yeah.
So when you've got the paddle tails, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about lures a week ago. So when you pull it back, you've got to pull the right speed. Because the fish know.
Yeah, what sort of speed that fish would
correct.
Go. So what fish are you cloning when you're a Rennie Matura? Do you know?
Pilchard? Just bait fish.
Pilchard?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Oh, Dino. Enjoy the weekend, mate. Go to the Jamboree Superoos. Mate, dreams are free. So many times we've seen in rugby league, a team parked last has got the major upset. So I don't know why this couldn't happen on the weekend at Mick Cronin Oval.
Oh, I'm getting
I love the fate.
I'm getting on him. I reckon, how'd we go with the Insta shout-out?
Yes, it was good. I think I touched on it last week. Got around 300-400 new followers, but they were all middle-aged men. So probably shows their listener base.
Let's give it another shout out. Yeah, you know, what's the handle?
It's just Dean Watling.
Okay, listeners, I want you to DM. Yep. I want you to DM Dino.
Yep.
And nothing rude.
Just write dirtbag.
Yeah, or an emoji. An eggplant emoji.
Okay, do that. Yeah, yeah. Right now on Instagram, go to Dean Watling, slide into his DMs, and just hit him with your favourite emoji.
Yeah. Dino, do you do a tipping service?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, perfect. Is the name of that. Maybe if you get within the next, for the first 200...
emojis?
No, yeah, 200 DMs, you might get $10 off.
Yep.
I don't know.
There'll be something there.
There'll be something. Dean, I'll look after you.
You'll give them your best of the day or something, which you've already shared on here anyway, but do that anyway. Okay, Dean?
I'll send them a link to the podcast.
There you go. Perfect.
Dummy and go.
If you're single, he hasn't confirmed he's off the market, so just do your column best. That's what I reckon. Good on you, Dean Watling.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the weekend.
Oh, sorry, Dean. Sorry, we can hear your dulcet tones on SEN, but if people do want to subscribe to the service, where would they search?
Yep, DeanWatling.com. Jump on there. Plenty of tips across the weekend. Hopefully, a little winner for the last as well. Wagga, 23 minutes away. Race 8, number 5. Best intent should kick us off for the weekend.
Ooh.
Okay, there we go. Race 8, number 5.
I love the confidence of that Adelaide one. I could hear it in your voice, Dean. I could hear it in your voice. So good on you, mate. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, fellas. Cheers.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.